Good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be kicking off this amazing week. This week, we have scheduled our Come Away, My Beloved retreat. And you guys, I am beyond excited about this. I'm expecting God to show up and to teach us, minister to us, and just give us this time of retreat. Why do I use the word retreat? There are so many words people use: summit, challenge, event, blah, blah, blah. Why am I using the word retreat? I'm using the word retreat because I believe that you and I are mighty warriors called for a purpose. We're called for a purpose that is just exactly for this time, this place, today. And good soldiers need to pull back and retreat. They need, good soldiers don't just retreat whenever they are losing or whenever they are in a place where they are struggling. No, no. Good soldiers retreat even when they're winning. Why? They retreat for three main reasons. The first reason that they retreat is to rest. Rest. You guys, there is nothing quite like God's rest. That means to us that, you know, it's not all about us. It's not all about our work. It's not all about the things that we have to do. Rather, really, it's all about what He can do through us and what He can do even when we rest. That's what the Sabbath is all about. It's to remind us that, you know what, you can work 6 days, but that seventh day, that's your finishing day. That is your day that God does what none of us can do. He finishes things for us. And it's to remind us that this is not all about us. We don't work our way to heaven. We don't work our way to Him. No, He has made total provision, and it's in His grace that we rest. And then guess what? We accomplish. We win the battle. Isn't that good? So we're going to have a reminder this whole week long to come apart and rest. Also, another reason that good soldiers retreat is so that they can get new strategy. They can pull apart and they can get some fresh strategy. You know, we're only as great as we are around other people. You know, the people that are positioned around us are literally the key to our victory. They are. God's created us for community. And so one of the reasons that we pull apart is so that we can get with others who can give us strategies so that we can be able to remain strong, focused, so that we can do the thing that we're called to do. I want to share with you some strategy that a good soldier was given in Scripture. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. And so he writes to him. He says, "Timothy, my dear son, live your life empowered by God's free flowing grace." What did I just say about grace? Isn't that good? But be empowered. You know what? One of the reasons that I even have my ministry is because I am called to empower. To empower means that I am imparting power that doesn't come from Cindy. It comes from the Holy Spirit within me. And I believe that this is what we do when we pull aside in community to get strategy. But listen to this. This is so good. He says, "Live your life empowered by God's free-flowing grace, which is your true strength." Okay, is anybody tired, weary, wore out, feeling like you're in a battle, feeling pressed and pushed? Come on. This is what you need. "By God's free-flowing grace, which is your true strength." That's where you find your strength. It says it's found in the anointing of Jesus, and get this, and your union with Him. "And all that you've learned from me, confirmed by the integrity of my life, deposited into faithful leaders who are competent to teach the congregations the same revelation." You know what? That's what we're doing today. We're imparting what we've learned. And by the way, it's not just Cindy. We are imparting with six speakers other than myself. We've got seven speakers who are going to pour into you this week, giving you encouragement, strategy, empowering you, encouraging you, equipping you for your calling. So I love this. We are doing that because you are also competent to teach. You are competent to teach the same revelation we have. So we're here as a community pouring into one another. But listen to this. Overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the Anointed One. For every soldier called to active duty must divorce himself from the distractions of this world so that he may fully satisfy the one who chose him. You guys, today is the day to cut off from the world, from the distractions of the world. Today we live in a time where we have so much uncertainty. We have so much contention, so much struggle, and so many people are just afraid. Those are distractions, my sweet friends. Those are distractions of the enemy. And today I feel like God is calling us to retreat and to prepare. To prepare the bride. And so I love that also, not only are do we find that passage of scripture about soldiers, but we also find in Proverbs 31, we find the story of the Proverbs 31 woman. I ask you this week to maybe make that a time where you pull aside and you just soak in that passage. And I know what you're thinking. Are you thinking? Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. That passage makes a lot of people think, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough. They condemn themselves. They feel condemned. They feel like they're not getting enough done. They hide that. In fact, I had one friend that said she'd like to highlight that chapter of the Bible in black. Nope. Let me tell you what's so beautiful about that passage. That passage is an acrostic. And it, as an acrostic, acrostics were used in scripture, like the ABC song, to help the people to remember the word. I think it's very interesting because God calls us all his bride, the bride of Christ. This is an analogy that helps us to understand that God himself wants an intimacy with us. He wants a relationship with us. Isn't that good? He wants to be able to have relationship with us that is intimate and knowing. So where we can know him, we can know his heart. We can be close enough to hear his heartbeat. We can know his vision. We can know his purpose, his plan. We can bear fruit. In fact, everything about our relationship with God and our salvation, our sanctification, and our calling, every bit of that is like a picture. We see a picture of that in any Galilean wedding. My session is going to talk about that. So get ready. We got some good stuff in that one. It's going to go deep, deep, deep. So get ready for that. However, I want to right now just tell you that the reason for those things is that he's imparted giftings into you. They're a gift that he gave to you before he went away to prepare a place for you. He's preparing for you, and he's called us to pull apart and to prepare for him. There's much to be done for this beautiful day where we are finally united with him for all of eternity. And this week is all about sitting at his feet, refreshing. Just consider this kind of like a little bridal party, a little showering for you, a time where we can come alongside of you and prepare the bride. You guys, I'm beyond excited. Every speaker that's speaking this week, I've personally chose them to be a part of this week because of what they've taught me about being a godly woman. Likewise, I want to invite you to just take some time for yourself to really sit and soak in the word. This is an invitation for you to have a conversation with God. I cannot tell you how much I am expecting for him to do. I believe he's going to show up in our midst. I believe he's going to speak to us in ways that we've not heard him in a long, long time. I believe that he's going to minister to hearts, that there's going to be people set free from different things that have held them bondage, that have kept them stuck. I believe that some of you are going to be literally fired up and I'm talking about catapulted into your ministries. I believe some of you are going to find hope where there's been some places that have felt very hopeless. I believe some of you are going to find healing that you're looking for. So don't miss one session. I am so excited. Thank you, by the way. The fact that you have access to this means that you've invested in what I'm doing here with Cindy Rushton Ministries, and that means so much to me. Thank you for being a part of that. And you guys, we have only just begun. I believe that this next year is going to be a year where we are pressed in. As a matter of fact, the meaning of this next year, the number for this next year, 5781, it means to be pressed. What does it take? What happens with pressing? With olives, you find your olive oil. Oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. With grapes, you find wine. You find wine. That's so symbolic of the power that we have through the blood of Christ. Yes, this is a year that I believe you're stepping into that's going to be your greatest year, your year of literally fulfilling your life calling, stepping into your purpose. Because you know what? Without the pressing, we can't get into the purpose. And this is the year where we are going to be moving into our purpose. So you guys, thank you for joining me. Tell your friends, if you have friends that are needing some encouragement, tell them to grab our set. It's a crazy price. You know what I'm saying? Grab it. Tell them to just soak in it. I believe that they're going to go away from this filled and encouraged, empowered, and equipped for their calling. So anyway, I will see you in the next sessions. And so let's do this. Let's have an amazing week. Thanks and have a great day.